Tourism is growing, there's no question about that. That's great, and earlier on today at the start, Chris Roberts talked about some of those figures. So we know that since Tourism 2025 was released about 3 years ago, international arrivals are up somewhere around 29%. We're thinking that spend is going to be up somewhere around 39-40%, and domestic tourism spend is going to be up around 17%. The industry scorecard today also shows that we are maintaining a very high level of visitor satisfaction, and that we're certainly much better connected with our customer than other places around the world. But the question that we've got to ask ourselves is, are we really securing the right future for the New Zealand tourism industry? We need to think more broadly than just growth and growth alone. You know, around the world there are words like peak tourism, about over-tourism, and they are words that are being increasingly used when talking about tourism on a global basis. We're different. We are different today, and we need to be different into the future as well. We don't want words like over-tourism being used here. We don't want to be referred to the likes of Barcelona, Venice, Iceland, that have those kind of impressions today. We want to be ahead of the curve. We need to commit as an industry to change. So what is it that we want to do? We want to be talking about welcoming communities. We want to be talking about quality employment. We want to be talking about restored and indeed enhanced environment, a net benefit to the environment. We want to be talking about highly satisfied visitors who know what's expected of them. We want to be talking about successful businesses. We want to be talking about a sustainable industry. Now, the reality is it won't just happen by chance. We need to activate ourselves as an industry. We need to take the lead. We can't leave government to do it, and indeed there is no way that we want to be regulated to do it. We need to buy into this. The businesses that we operate across the country are the key. It's what we do on a daily basis and how we challenge ourselves on a daily basis and how we increase our efforts in contributing to all these aspects of sustainability that will be the key. So TIA has started an initiative. It convened a sustainability reference group, and I'd just like to thank some of the organisations that were part of that, that really put in a lot of time and effort, a lot of debate. So we had Air New Zealand, Real Journeys, Zip Trek Eco Tours, we had Discover Wanaka, the Griffith University out of Australia, Whale Watch Kaikoura, Department of Conservation, and THL. There was, as I say, rigour and debate, and I think that's vital to create the vision. The vision that we want to see is that we are, as a country, leading the world in sustainable tourism. We know we've already got a very good reputation, we know that we've got a reasonably well-managed tourism system, but I think if we're honest with ourselves, we all know that we can do much more. So this vision does reflect that intent, be the best, gain a competitive advantage, and be an exemplar on the global stage. Lisa probably summarised this the best. We can only do this effectively by being true to our values, by being sure that our values are aligned and that we reflect the values of New Zealand. Those values of kaitiatia, manaakitanga, whanaumataka, they are all relevant to us as individuals, they're relevant to us as a country, and they will be the driving forces that help us guide what we do, when we do it, and how we do it. They resonate with us as businesses, they resonate with us as a country, and they will resonate with our customers today and moving forward. So, we've got four areas of focus within creating a sustainable tourism industry: economic, host community, visitor, and of course, the environment. In defining the sustainability metrics, we have taken a balanced approach. Each of these areas are definitely interconnected, and we want to see those elements come up with. We've got goals for each of them, and we've got individual business-led commitments that we would like people to engage with. So economic sustainability. I'm just going to quickly talk about a little bit about these business commitments. So from a business perspective, when we talk economic sustainability, we do want sustainable profit. Without a sustainable profit in the businesses in New Zealand, we won't grow. We want to see capital growth, so we want to see investment in the industry in a range of different areas, and we want to see productivity gain. Productivity gain will lead to higher employment, to greater opportunities. A report last year indicated that there could be up to a $9 billion productivity gain that we can have as an industry if we address some of these opportunities. From a visitor perspective, we'd like to see people looking at visitor satisfaction, making sure that we're doing the basics of measuring visitor satisfaction, what they're saying and what they want to be doing, that we are developing new markets, and that we are actively in changing enhancing the visitor experience on a very deliberate basis. From a host community perspective, we want to see sustainable employment. We recognise that what that means will be different to different organisations, but the point about being sustainable and then moving on to quality employment is absolutely critical. Community engagement, again, Lisa spoke about to us fantastically, and beyond that, supply chain management as well. I think we're going to recognise from a sustainability perspective that we can't just look at our own businesses, we have to look at every other business that we engage with more broadly. And then, of course, environmental sustainability. Ecological restoration is key. Actually adding to what we do from the environment. Looking to be net positive in what we do. Looking at carbon emissions and moving towards carbon neutrality as an industry. We can do this, it is something that we need to be aspirational about, but making deliberate commitments and steps towards it is what we're looking for from the industry today. Same with waste management and indeed education. We have to take responsibility for what we educate within our own businesses, but also the visitors that are coming to us today as well. So, the central promise of this New Zealand Tourism Sustainability Commitment is that we want awareness to grow, we want to get every business in the industry in New Zealand committing to the sustainability commitment, the overarching goals, and the individual business commitments. You say, as an industry, 97% of the industry says that sustainability is a core aspect of our industry and something that we need to engage with. So the opportunity here is not about just creating goals that we talk about and don't do anything about. The opportunity here is to act. To act as individual businesses to make a collective difference to the country. We have over 50 organisations that have heard about this initiative as we've developed it over the last few months and have become early adopters. Some of them are here on this screen, and then some more of them there as well. To those organisations, I absolutely say thank you. You've shown a commitment that is leading edge and that is taking us into a new future. We also have these 8 organisations that have endorsed plan and action. From a measurement perspective, the questions will be asked, how do we know if we're succeeding? What is it that we're going to look at and how do we ensure that the industry actually delivers to these kind of commitments? We're very aware that for some organisations, this is just the start of the journey. We're very aware that if we put really hard targets right in front of people to deliver tomorrow, we may fail, we may not get that broad industry buy-in. So today, we are looking for awareness and commitment. We are looking for organisations to take these goals, these commitments, and convert them to the right language and right measurement within your own organisation. There has to be some level of understanding about where we are on that journey as an industry. So each of the commitments do have a target level for 2020. The shorter time frame for these commitments means that as we adjust towards them, we can adapt, push them further forward if we're achieving, and make sure that we are continuing to stretch goals relative to what we want to achieve. To be honest, some of these things can be a little bit scary. But I think the thing that I've seen within THL is the more you make a public commitment about these things, the more you can drive the organisation and everyone in it to reach those goals. It's something that you, yes, absolutely have to have the right value set and believe in, but by committing to these goals, by signing up to this sustainability commitment, you will take the first step as an organisation, and I'm sure the word will spread. And as we know, we just need to get to that tipping point where we have critical mass and can achieve success as a country. So, as I say, success will look like a very wide uptake. We will be reporting on the uptake. We've got those 50 people, organisations here today. We've got a sign-up desk here today as well. There is no reason why you can't sign up and commit to the Sustainability Charter. We will look at those goals. We will report on those goals on a regular basis. And we will be making sure that the awareness is high enough, that that engagement level is growing year on year on year. But we also want storytelling. And again, the story of Waikato tourism is a great example of sustainability in all aspects that we're talking about. Please share more of those stories. We'll see those stories being shared through the New Zealand Tourism Awards, through these kind of events, and in every kind of other opportunity that we take. Certainly challenge the media that are here in the room as well to challenge us as an industry and report and talk about our sustainability initiatives. Alongside that, we will continue to check the mood of the nation. Our social license to operate is a term that is used frequently today, but is absolutely critical. I can give a clear example, again, from a THL perspective. As a public listed company, I have to do a lot of investor presentations. And one of the key questions that comes up today, regardless of where I'm presenting, is not what will the share price be next year, although I'd be pleased to answer that. It's what are you doing about freedom camping? What are you doing about infrastructure issues? What's actually happening to the environment? So we know from an investor base, we know from a community base in New Zealand, this is important. It's something that we need to engage with. We will also be ensuring that as an industry, everyone is committed and growing and delivering to themselves and the commitments that they make as part of the sustainability commitment. So organisation-wide, industry-wide, country-wide, please have a look at the sustainability commitment in detail, take it back to your organisations, and please be in contact with us, sign up, make the commitment, make the change, set the goals, and let's see New Zealand deliver to that vision, and let's lead the world in sustainable tourism.